Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Navajo Talk Radio, brought to you by Calnez Design and Politics on the Navajo Nation. It's purely Navajo. It's Diné, shining the light, blazing the path, standing for you, asking the hard question, bringing facts. It's Navajo Talk Radio. It's Politics on the Navajo Nation and hosted by Calnez.
That is absolutely correct. This is Calnez. Yat e kasi to kare shi e ato no kare no jito are niri adhana ni taro are shi jito jink. Yeah. The days are getting shorter. Johanna en re yagun yagunata ko le July 24th, 25th, yeah, dash, and that's where the solstice, you see, that was the longest day of the year, or actually the equal amount of time, day and night. So kare, the nights are gonna be getting longer and days are gonna be shorter. Well, tonight's topic is still about the water situation in the Navajo Nation area. I have called all the officials from the federal level to the Navajo Nation, county, what have you. And I think we've done enough talking there, I think. And what's very interesting to me now is that how much the medias and the main centers of each of these areas, or the people that I'm mentioning, are getting a little bit more quiet, and they're not responsive, and they're not as open to share things with us anymore. And of course, that is a concern to me. It's a concern to the Navajo people. This show is called the Navajo Talk Radio. It has a Facebook page, which is called Politics on the Navajo Nation. And we do what we say that we do, and that is that I try to ask the hard question. And the leaders, yes, they are a public servant, and they have a responsibility. And it's not only just for the Navajo Nation, but for the people who actually from the federal government. No matter how you cut it, the fact of the matter is this. EPA did a major goof up. And there's still, the water's still spilling into the river. So everybody's looks to me like they're clearing the river to be used again. Excuse me. Tonight, if you know of anybody at the localized level, please notify them and let them know that I want them to call. I want to know the real story is at the localized level. You know, last night, ladies and gentlemen, I did that sinotani. Sunday, I torched the bagani. I then shot the jugs. Plastic yube be had these been a iron hot or bad yag which is in Elia. I called picture be agents on Togi Sako, don't set looks like the same water that they're drawing from the river. Now, the question is that this is coming from EPA. And EPA, yes, is fully 100% responsible. They're going to flip the bill on this at the state, the county, and as well as the Navajo Nation, as well as the chapter level, as well as the individuals who have been affected, who had to change their course of lives. I mean, they did say, yeah, it's our fault. I'm not just making this up and trying to make place blame on them. They said it. Now, because of that situation, now is that goes to the next thing, obviously, that all and everybody is saying. From the EPA side, from the New Mexico, Arizona, Utah, and Arizona, and as well as the Navajo Nation, the county has been involved. The county has been issuing press releases. And because of this, what happens now is that the expectation, when you say, whether you're a federal government or not, you've got to be able to say, okay, the Nebekat de Shwash, Nkat de Ja, Nkat o Wash, Dile Kodot o de Anhe. Edotau Quaggy Chapter House, Edotau County, Yotora, or even down in Phoenix, somebody's going to say they're going to help. Wouldn't you think that you would think make sure that the help that you're delivering is something that has been calculated just as much as this water and this spill, and before you go up into the mountains and start digging around a hazardous mine. I'm sitting here looking at this, and they're saying that these jugs of water, Navajo people. Environmental Protection Agency. No. Well, then they said, yes, well, we're going to help you. But now they're delivering water. Here is my take on that. If you're going to help somebody, help them with it's not just throwing whatever is going to be so you can fulfill your promise of helping. Well, they helped, and most likely here's what happened. Some eager, want-to-make-money tanker who wanted to build an outrageous bill to EPA thought, okay, well, let me empty this tank and let me try to wash it out, even though I've been hauling other hazardous chemicals like oil, gas, what have you. Possibly the fracking water, I don't know. But whatever this person was hauling, they did, they made an effort to clean it out, maybe. I'm just guessing. But it is my assumption somebody wanted to make money, so they go over there and drive up there and say, okay, I'm ready to haul water, EPA. Here's my bill. I want cash up front. You know, everybody's out, just like the oil spill that took place down in New Orleans the federal government, the cleanup, everybody was down there to make money, and they rather than they, you know, charging X amount of money, they were charging 3-4 times, maybe even 10 times their normal rates, because they know that the government and BP is going to pay. So that's my assumption. Now, why didn't EPA or the city of Farmington or anybody, even the Navajo Nation, before it's delivered to the localized area, hey, wait, before you drop that off, let's test the water. So that's my spiel for tonight. We only have 1 hour show. So I encourage all of you out there to call people that are along the affected area, the localized area, farmers, ranchers, sheep herders, all the way along the San Juan River. I only had one interview with the Anna chapter, and you heard the story last Friday night. Tonight, we have an official who is, I am so grateful that this gentleman is going to call in, because I'm anxious to hear what he's saying. We're hearing from the upper echelon of this whole entire process, EPA, Navajo Nation, county, and, you know, the governor's office, and so forth and so forth. They're all saying that, yes, help, help, help. We're sending help out there. Well, let's find out. So let's find out how what kind of help that is being delivered. I'm glad that everybody's offering to help. So, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. This is the official Navajo Talk Radio. Can you hear me okay? Go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us where you're calling from. So we're next door neighbors. Farm board.
those jugs of water that you're talking about, those are the jugs of water that we collected from those Baker barrels. A auto a sample it daily alba a atana kasi ligo a farmers pitch a quishla. A co a bahad nagget ani a nigo bahadna. To sa hota the nayahalna to hojoti eat on the even here within our community. A co the aya. Ko ayan hindi okay na hindi okay na area to H at any kin ko do don ka coordinate alin nato EPA ko do don ni on kita ni ako ni ko ni ko do push it in na aro EPA about Thursday na ta na siya ay ko Chile ay ko ko ay that we're ready to din ni ako this triple S G A contract dili ay we get delivered it on this barrel store. So, I've been getting it all there. A coordinate, they listed on me. I know for a fact that triple S get a oil industry in badness. Because bigger barrels, we get a oil industry. Of course, I've been in that. خلیت آکین دالیا، کین شدالیا، او کین دالیا شد آمی. نکلا به نال سوس که سرفیکیشن داره کین یکی، این کینش کیلوله. ای خود دان نه. نکلا آجا بنداش نشی که این وایس چه بیت، اشین که اشین هیچ بیتند ای یاسلیا وشین خشت ال. نکو ایدی که کن ایلیا این وایس، اشنا چه ایران انتقاده. Mr. Command Center, Navajo Nation Command Center, Mr. David Nez, Ajay Lanza Satalko, and Dashadini, Mr. Ben, you're holding up the show. You either take these 13 barrels or I'm going to deploy them elsewhere on the reservation. The reservation, Shadini. So, how do I respond to this situation? For my constituents. Khalid a ya kwegi. Dit a e kwe. Haji wala unless it ought me. Either I get these barrels without paperwork that I requested, or I end up with no barrels for my community of farmers. So I said, bring the barrels. We need the barrels. And then I skin the ani, Baker barrels. I live wrecking. Go to that. And I ate that. I don't know if I can chop the house, or you don't have to handle it. So I don't all feel on this machine, because I just said that I'm not sure 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 that again, that this I'm not sure that I'm not sure that I'm not sure that I'm not sure that I'm not coordinated local trucking company, a laid centralized barrels, don't lay to distribute out on this in the air. A de Kudeli under, though hot al Hanna, they dal Chigo, Dota Halchin, though bit in the Hulot Kapa Hula. As it of that in me. Hala all the way, a old Hokina Oshlet or Dog, the Bohunat Sada, all the way up to the Navajo Nation Command Center. Okay. She shan't quite a deep dot, eight out on little sinners, Dorset, but Shahol Nita, Toshida, Tita. The command center, you get eight kids on our eight, but eight out of the evening, or she got me. So, Aja, Dota Dini, I don't SNS quite hold you after day, Nicking the Dota, but didn't hear him that left the Dini. I don't EPA, Doka, Nana, Khalid, D. Tudor, Edda. Kuyat ehi unhada roche. Dota command center era kola netik at we will need to distribute it. That's it, Dota. So Ben Shke to hold in the hoslago at least Shimago sledgehammer Ben Yeshim to all was go. He vows it that this kit or had all nata. Ata ea twin hits out that's all from EPA. خلیت آدوق نیلیانگو ویکان کیچه نیچه ندارد نیت ایگو کان لیگ که فرست اهوت لات دید نونش داده نیل نیت او کت ایرا بدینی اکو ابنی نگو کدید او دونشین شنار Ebony now was a triple ethical classita pump barrel, so you can sort of what era. Khalid I don't have an You should pay some multi-million-dollar businessman, Darkness. Edition, all I'm asking is 11 barrels to shut up Joe Ben for his chapter to get clean water. Shut up, okay, barrels. Akat, Kuro Akat. Khala A, Abagaha, Biga, A, Peso, Adas, eh? Command Center, A, Lada, North A, Ekota, San Gidinil, A, Navajo Nation Command Center, Mr. David Nez, Aji Laz, is in A, North A, Kero Ben, Kahornita. You guys took responsibility for this spill. Responsibility means when there's a loss of something, you're responsible for a replacement of that. It's not just a talk. It's not just a say that you're responsible and walk out and forget about it. Good evening. Okay. Farmers, this is three. Farmers, and Linik Natada Nichne. Even in which I had this year, I acted professional, did myself courteously. Khalid, the patient does not think he is a nurse that he did chingo. I will have to ask. I could through these four layers of state of emergency declaration, we should be able to source, to get alternate source to us from via Nappy area. They have enough water over there to supply. I think that can be our contingency plan. Hard enough if we can't get now hot. Hard to go EPA where half was an added time he to be has the chili. A dig one better cheap other on its no. Then we can have a plan to back up for our safety of our Navajo Nation treasure of Navajo Nation farmland. These are national treasures that we have. These are what we are fighting for in Shiprock, New Mexico. This is what I'm fighting for. A twin and jag is a deshla. Ani, yego, get a no hot tea. Ani, yego, don't get a sada. Ani, all the government agencies, all the different branches of government agencies of the United States, of the state of New Mexico, state of Colorado, and different branches of the Navajo Nation, of hindering. Help to our people, our resource, and BIA holding our land in trust to take care of this. 2 weeks afterwards, we are yet to have 1 gallon on the land that they are entrusted with to take care of. They have resources. They build roads. They have water tanks out there. They are not living up to the trust that was given to them. These are liabilities or places that we can seek for redemption for these losses. I said, don't hit us, father. Even in Tana, Chilbert Nandate, EPA, Triple S, contracting, IQM, the Tan Nashua, what are in they start calling me back. I don't enter. Triple S trucking and the tubic is a hate is. Akoyal Tan. Out of a hard machine. Such a nil was out of his car with the city. Hunanish, the Yanana, Tabanahochi. His milk and not to be a twin toilet Nina. Joko, cut out winter, a island hit his son. Khalid Ahjodi Neblashta, Yakit Ahjod business conduct, eight on his own sada. Unkin his government there, what a J. Akotin laid a test at Niniki with the test releases from upper in the Farmington area. Ajige a terrain to hot at Toyagodan. Could when it gets to Kirtland, a Hajogon. Ah, the cracks we told Lynn Mitchell and Nina. Even in the EPA added or tested a letter. They were that the Toye when landed that where they ripple, where they have rock formation, where the terrain is declined. Ah, the Tessadikta. Kode Atota, we have not even experienced a first round of test results interpreted in layman terms. Eri Bahatan. A Kwagiyabashiti. So I share it out A B when you're doing this subject on this situation of the water in the San Juan River Basin.
Yeah. Oh, Jody, Shina. So let the hot oh, and the whole tea would yay, Jody Hutala. Jodani, could only own. Though Tapahun Gerard and the Oko would own or other, but then I'll source me each in the day, the cheek, quay with oi, a shahni, quay with oi at the eel. Quay with all never cut his jay, quay with all it never cut his jaw, quay with all the talking lean, a take on Jonago, Natronaya your indoor lace, had no echo to a sadis tra. I don't like this kid. A call deed, quack ye. Jadida. The never cut or what's his deen in cutish what's his deen needle. They had so zig or eshe da, nikodo yat il journal never cut or no. And it's just too bad. Cheshin alaj the fatahagi. See, you know, I'm glad that you're bringing this out. Because the fact of the matter is this, is that on the haho yahata. The first wave of news. If I was the president of the Navajo Nation, here's one, my first priority is going to be. It's going to be irrelevant to me what anybody else is saying on the outside, from state government to federal government to county government. I'm going to exercise what sovereignty that I have and say that, okay, we're going to do everything we can to initiate a command center, and we're going to use our own resources to be able to deliver water that is safe, that we know that we can drink ourselves, because of the love and the care that we have for our livestock, our family, our livestock, and land, and our crops. All of those together. Hatisha bin yet on our own EPA. Why do we have it? Why is our own EPA waiting for another federal government? Do you think that, how much is that going to have? And I've said that all along. How biased or unbiased are these people going to be? You just demonstrated to me that now all of a sudden, okay, it makes no sense why that an agency, particularly our own,
Russell Begay, Navajo Nation President. She got out of the tower several days as Lin Cushing Kandaz and Cushing Kandaz as our council person from Shiprock Chapter.
Yes, sir.
He knows Mr. Joe Ben. He knows my job title. He became a president now. He toured this area with EPA. McCarthy, the head of EPA. He toured this area with the contractors. He toured this area with everyone else except Brock area, I can say, not with the farm official. Never mind Joe Ben, just go in the farm areas where he grew up. Your issue is not great. Ani, he's working out there. Oko kudo kutada kudo sada edilnihi tolhito sada. Ben kana edilnihi tolhene kamen sana ye onhi chansa che. Oko sitke kredika te hasigi todesni dende kadenda. Hala at sinnajil wohulihi eba sitke. What the fact of the matter is, and the fact of the situation is, we are in dire need of some strong representation for our cause and our disaster.
Yeah.
What our situation, what we're asking for, is basic human rights: the right to have clean drinking water,
certainly,
the right to have to be able to make your own clean food, the right to have and practice your own spiritualism and religion. These are being encroached upon. So, three simple areas of human rights has been encroached upon on the people of the Shiprock area.
Yeah.
His people that represent his fingers out here that do the work for him. To the osada. To Ada.
Yeah.
Maybe
well,
he
again,
needs somebody to look up, send over here someone to evaluate the situation. Khala,
yeah.
The hotel were crying to the neighbors. Just so that they didn't go to the neighbors, could have the hotel didn't.
Yeah, well, you know, again, you know, that's Oheani. I mean, you know, here's the thing that it's really, you know, to me, Kodajin, you know, as far as if you're going to help somebody, well, even your next door neighbor, let's just take something very simple like his sink. His sink gets plugged up. Or his water is contaminated. What are you going to go over there and make sure that you deliver some water in little jugs to them and say, hey, you know what? This is what I'm going to help you with. And then you're going to go over there and see what you can do to make sure that however you're going to help, or even your own house. Something happens within your own house. The water leaks, or you know, a contamination that your own used water in the bathroom gets plugged up. I mean, it's as simple as that somebody is going to ensure that you go up there. So my point here is that with EPA, I don't know why they went up into the canyon and they're digging around up there, and then all of a sudden, oops, and it's like now it gets down river, and now they're saying, okay, we're going to bring some water, but We just walked outside to a horse trough and dipped it out of there, and here's the water. We didn't check to see how much was in the bucket of water or the bucket that we're using. You know, maybe there's some feces or, you know, something else or dirt, what have you. Didn't matter. But the fact of the matter is that I'm bringing water in, my neighbor. It's that type of simplicity. A simple homeowner. This Navajo Nation is our home. I, as the father of the Navajo Nation, I'm going to be over there ensuring that everything that you're asking for, including the money. See, that's a little different mindset. And it's just unfortunate that we, as a government, that we continue to be subservient to the government, the United States government. Now, here's a representation of exactly what you're talking about. That it's an example. and it's too bad. You know, here's another thing, too. How come, maybe this is where you guys can just go over there and, I don't know, nappy. We own 50% of that water. It's also upstream. We have a dam. Joy Ada, you know, whatever this NIIP project, we have our own water, whether it's the same system or not. But why not ask? I mean, here, United States government, they take a lot of time to dig a big, I mean, wherever up in the mountain, they carve roads out of the mountain. Why can't they bring water down and or even the Navajo Nation take that initiative rather than relying on somebody else?
Hotback Chapter President James Paiochi, Auto Hotback Chapter Gene Jones, a farm board in Aja, Adi Yago Bendahit, Auto Bendanil Che, Dide, Toto Hado Gista, Halat Auto Mihitabe, Bada Hosnita, Auto de Kayato, Shuri, Edo Dadi, Robert Kane, the Sitzindo, the Eber Sassi, the Sitzin this morning. Now, at Auto Store, better deal nish e by hind digging that with the other pipe dots or turn on dots a crab cabin dots. While we figure out what's going on in the river, we will have water for spring in the morning. I mean, water in the spring. Planting time, not about not that which Jesus go to be healing or a bit of deal called that 6 months from now. Six months, you quite had a deal, Nicky did not ever care, Nicky. A pendant. So, today I've been dealing this every day, and we will succeed in this. Father, we owe that to the future, and we owe that to the generations to come. ADK, we want to give them land that is free of these metals. AD better deal, because so we, ADK, Quaggy, because we needed that. So, the volume of water is enough to be able to divert as a backup plan for safety for us in the future. Harder on live farming terms of that. Toxic waste or years or that we can just flip a switch. As I mentioned, the hot back chapter, the pump that is going. 2012 be hit long. A pump to that one day just or less. Put out. I go. I have been that. I bet that is legal. This 6 months that we do is did the two pipe we get set down. That so today need no that need nickel did no be kidney nickel. So you will hear about that project. You will ultimately hear in 6 months the completion of that project. This is what we are promising the people. This is what I'm promising my constituents, the farmers.
See, that's the type of ingenuity that we need. Just like yourself, farm board, you're doing whatever it's going to take on behalf of your people, and that's very, very impressive, and I really, really commend you for that, and the collaborative effort, it only makes sense, so everybody along that river should be able to be talking with one another. Now, let me ask you one other question. Now, Joe, like right now, we know there's totally uncertainty. We don't know what condition really the river is, even though they're saying it is safe. But that's according to them. And so in other words, the only option that we as a Navajo people are as a sovereign and take an initiative to go out there and exercise that right just like you said, the right to live. And the right to live is consuming water and eating and breathing and air that, and to be walking upon Mother Earth that is safe. That's our right to live as any other human being. All we're asking is that now, with that philosophy, why not just continue to work? Now, I have had people say to me when I've interviewed, AI, we're already doing that. We're Navajo Nation. We're here or there. Besides the Shiprock chapter, and you said the Hallback and Nina Hamzad Khalid, Nina Upper Fruitland.
Hallback. Right now, the canal that we're talking about is Hallback Irrigation System, which begins at the Hallback chapter, goes through Shiprock, and on to Kadiai.
So on that, what are they reporting? Are they reporting that EPA is there on site, or the Navajo Nation, or county, or state, anybody else? Are there really people on the premises, you know, as we speak?
In Hotback, there are no tanks up there for livestock. I understand Kadiai has some tanks over there, and they're distributing it out. I have not seen this. Shiprock, we set up tanks, we put water in there, and we disagree with that it's water for our agricultural use and or livestock.
Has any other media called you on this water thing?
When the bakery barrels came to the chapter parking lot, PBS was there. And the gentleman said, your concern is great. It's pretty noble and all. It's all good. But I came here with a storyline, and the producer's not going to like it if I throw this in. So.
Who is this
so
now? PBS?
PBS. And I told him
CBS
that.
CBS as in.
P as in Paul.
Oh. Okay.
Public broadcasting.
Wow.
So they said, this is not the storyline. I understand and I feel for you, but this my producers will not like me throwing this in. So we're getting that type of a response. And I told him, well, where are you coming from? I'm coming out of Washington. Why didn't you just go to the suburbs of Washington and shoot some shots on some farms, and there you have it, your story?
Yep. Well, we have about, let me check the line, Shanant. Sasha, hold on 1 second, see if there's anybody else on the, line.
Excuse me, Kel.
There's several people who are wanting to chat. I'll call.
Okay.
If you have somebody else there that would like to say something, go ahead and bring them on.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, but there was one newspaper or one publication, Al Jazeera, came to Shiprock, and I think they did a very good story. They interviewed farmers in those situations.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's really what it's coming down to is that how much, and that's my only question. For me, again, as if I was the leader of the Navajo Nation in any capacity, you know, I would just very kindly and very respectfully decline any outside visit from anybody and just say, let me take care of my people first. And then once we get that all fixed and straightened out, then I can meet with you. And most of this is all, you know, it's so sad to me that people are coming on the story that, hey, you know what, they've got a story, it's already been fixed, like you said, it's already been set, and they want only the story that they want to tell. And but really here, it's about it's about the people. And so it's just amazing. I mean, for me, I'm going to continue to hit on this. And right now I've got people who are listening from literally all over the world, and I've got, this is getting out there. And I can honestly say on behalf of people who are, probably sensible people, I'm sorry, you guys. I'm sorry for the farmers. I'm sorry that you've probably been nashidada. And it's just too bad. And it is still time. We still need an innovative leadership. A question, and in closing, what would you like to share with the listeners who are on the Navajo Nation? And believe me, elected officials listen to this broadcast. Elected officials from the Navajo Nation, they download this broadcast at a later date. Because some of the things that I say on here, you catch my word. You mark my word that they use it 2 or 3 days later. So, I call Kadehutoni Chahan Zishananta.
And Shipra, we have a counseling person, Tom Chi. We have a Navajo Nation president from Shipra chapter, Russell Begay. Hajishan, that's okay. I hear and see farmers crying every day. I have to be the Red Cross counselor and cry with my fellow farmers. Come back to Shipra, brief moment, and cry with the farmers. Then let's remedy our situation.
There you go. Well, I really, really do appreciate it. I can see the intensity and the passion that you have for your people. I'm very, very impressed. And for the listeners, this is a an individual from Shiprock. For the people who are just barely joining us, just tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Joe Ben Jr., Shiprock Chapter, Farm Board. I am the Farm Board representative for Shiprock Chapter. Again, my name is Joe Ben Jr.
There you go. So thank you for calling in, and I've kept you longer than I ask of your time, Arcola. So thank you again, and please don't hesitate to give us a call again any time. And hopefully very soon, all the things will improve. But I'm glad you're telling the story, and it must be told. We're dealing about people's lives. We're talking about the land, the air, the, in this case, water. And so, Shalana, thank you very much.
Shalala, and pray that we can be heard. Agona.
Yes, sir. That was Mr. Ben. He's part of the farming farm community right there in Shiprock. And the story is just, it's just heart-wrenching. It is heart-wrenching. And now the call to the leadership in the Navajo Nation. This is something. We should take care of our own people. Come top priority. We know where the water's coming from. The story is there. But that's irrelevant, because that's already something that's already taking place. We know that there's going to be people studying the river. All of this, only if the Navajo Nation, in this particular case, could just come together as a nation. The southern Navajo, western Navajo, we have a clan system. It doesn't matter where you're from, whether you're in that area. Our relatives are married into there, or people from that area are married outside down into various parts of the Navajo Nation. Why does it have to be that we need to be reminded of our clanship, the clanship, to be able to go in there? See, that's the very thing that's what hurts us right here. I don't understand why the Navajo Nation Emergency Management, or I don't remember the exact title of Mr. Nez's office, their office is supposed to be about compassion. Their office is supposed to be about delivering immediate help. Their office is supposed to be about what can I do to make sure that everything about your livelihood in that area that's been declared under the state of emergency, that everything there is safe. And I would be there at every delivery of truck and make sure that I take a swig of that. And if it's brown, like the color of urine, obviously there's something in there. And then I would probably ask whoever's delivering to take a swig of that stuff to ensure that it is safe. And maybe they can feed it to their livestock first before they deliver it to us. Maybe they can plant their backyard, front yard. I mean, they can water that with the same water. You know, it sounds combative, but really, the Navajo people does not deserve just to get a substandard assistant. We never asked the Navajo Nation. Nobody, the farmers along this river, ever ask that you contaminate our water. All we're doing is making a living, trying to get by. While we're trying to get by, we don't have a lot of money. We're not the richest, you know, the richest individuals. But we do what we can to make sure that we survive. And part of our survival, like in the Shiprock area, is that they are farmers. Why can't we just reason based on that to see how we can help? It's very interesting. There's a very contrasting story from that. Yes, we are on site. We have about four minutes left in the show. And, people just listen and they call and not very much said. And we need to have people who are compassionate, just like what you just said, but he said it in the Navajo way. If we don't say anything, if we just take whatever we is given to us, as a nation, is that really a sovereignty that we a sovereign nation that we say that we are? And how long is this cycle of always saying, okay, well, let's wait? It's just crazy to me. We have our own Navajo Nation EPA, but the Navajo Nation government is saying we're waiting for the national EPA. And then we wait, what, a week and a half for this water report to come back? I'm sorry, but, you know, I mean, I'm just as frustrated as this gentleman that we just got off the phone with. She's not Roy Benn Jr. And I'm just like, I'm sorry, but why can't somebody just step it up? Nate, we only have about a minute left. What's your story, my friend? Nate.
Hello. So,
anyway, we have 90 seconds left, and it looks like I won't be able to get Nate on the air. And thank you very much. You listen to Politics on the Navajo Nation. This is a situation that we need to all get together on. From the Navajo Nation side, to do whatever possible to make sure that our people are taken care of. And that is not anything that we should sit here and even question. And not only that, because we all know that EPA is going to pay. But we're not going to wait, and the Navajo Nation should not wait. The Navajo Nation should set up an emergency financial assistant and be right there and say, because you know what, there's nothing, no secret about who's really a farmer and who's not a farmer and whose crops are being affected, that they get assistance right now. And then, by the time that this is all done, we take that bill and give it to the national EPA and add a 50% interest on top of that, because we took care of our people while we're waiting for your paperwork. That's all I have to say for tonight. We'll be on the air again tomorrow night. This is Cal Nez. You're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation.
Politics on the Navajo Nation, the official Navajo Talk Radio, hosted by Cal Nez.